Trump at WH Correspondents' Dinner Mocks Trump Derangement Syndrome Press. By Nick Gilbertson on July 24, 2026. Washington, President Donald Trump roasted the establishment media on Friday night at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, saying the event was the biggest ever gathering of people with Trump Derangement Syndrome. Moments after establishment reporters gave each other awards for anti-Trump coverage, the president took the stage. "This place is the really largest group of Trump derangement syndrome people ever put together at one time, I suspect," the president said at one point. Trump put out a few zingers, including one that mocked Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. "I hope everyone finally got to enjoy their entire, very delicious beef tenderloin. It's very special beef. And I want you all to know that Bobby Kennedy, who is right here, personally ran over the cow in his car and he cut it up. And he brought it here for you to eat tonight, so it's very fresh," Trump said. And Bobby also suggested an appetizer featuring his favorite cut of male raccoon roadkill. "But we drew the line at that, Cheryl," Trump added, roping Kennedy's wife, Cheryl Hines, into the joke. He also took digs at CNN's Anderson Cooper and Caitlin Collins. "I like Anderson actually because he's covered me well for many years. Then he went bad as soon as I went for politics. I did so many interviews with him, and he was great. But you know he's got a little different persuasion than me. In many ways actually," he said of Cooper. He likened Collins to transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney. "I thought Caitlin had really made it big with a major new sponsorship. But then I informed her that it wasn't her on the Bud Light can, it was Dylan Mulvaney," he said. Trump concluded his remarks by joking that he was announcing his candidacy for president yet again. "I'm pleased to announce my intention to, and this is somewhat of a scoop, my intention to run for a fourth term as president of the United States," he said while putting on a Trump 2028 hat.